Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 14 of this new but ever-evolving show. Getting a load of feedback, good feedback from our audience. I think we're providing some excellent feedback. And they seem to be very entertained with me and my co-host's ability to bicker friendly, consistently on this show. It seems to be very entertaining. In this episode, we're going to be looking at sales funnels. My co-host is not biased in the subject at all, but he will clarify that for us. It should be a great show, so let's get on with it. And first, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Spence. Spence, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Of course, it's Spencer Forman from SpencerForman.com. That's F-O-R-M-A-N. But as you'll know today, I have a lot of horses in the race, including some software like LaunchFlows.
Right. So so before we go into looking at the main players in WordPress around this particular need, I think we should have an initial discussion. So my conclusion by looking at all these was there was one that I don't know much about, and that's the last one on that list. They seem to be a couple that provide the landing page, and they all utilize to some extent, apart from one of them, I think, WooCommerce. I think a couple of them try and provide the marketing automation, the email sending out, the landing pages, the shopping cart page, all in one solution. Others, like your own product, are a more modular stance where there's a couple. So that's what I was noticing. And also, I think it's very exciting in general that over the last 18 months, we've got, because about 18 months, maybe 3 years ago, and it's amazing how time goes, there was really a lack in this area. But one of the great things to see is there, it's gone really, really the other direction, that there's so many good players now competing in this sector. So that's my take. What's your general insight about this and where we are in 2023? Right.
Well, I mean, let me set the stage by saying for a lot of the shows that we've had, I have a continuing theme, and it's something that actually I enjoyed your show yesterday, as I mentioned, with Rob Walling, one of my favorite guests and overall great entrepreneur and smart fella, nice person to be around and talk with. The idea is that the evolution of WordPress is there for everyone. Rob was mentioning how if one was to start a WordPress business today, what it might be. And it's not the same as it was back in the early days of the campfire. So with that in mind, the first thing to keep in frame of reference is that we're in an abundant era of choices. And those choices by themselves are amazing, but they also cause much of the problem or the pain that I actually solve through my LaunchFlows plugin. The difference between what I'm trying to do with LaunchFlows and what all of the other ones are doing, all of them, is that there's three main points of concern. The first main point of concern is taking WooCommerce, the core plugin itself, and altering, modifying, enhancing the capabilities of it to act more like a sales funnel tool than a Home Depot. So in other words, the person comes out of Home Depot with an orange vest and puts exactly what you want to buy in the trunk of your car instead of you having to shop the aisles. The second is marketing automation. The difference between what I'm doing and what the other folks are doing, which, by the way, I'm friends, colleagues, professional acquaintances, or even hired by many of them, is they are putting their automations, as you call it, I call them marketing automation, into their plugin. LaunchFlows is not specifically, because LaunchFlows is designed as a very feather light amplification tool versus a framework. And then the third thing is design. Now, design is super, super exciting to me because we've moved through rudimentary HTML, CSS, through the page builders, moving on to Gutenberg and so forth. But what many of these plugins have done, and I said from day one, I'm not going to do it, and I cautioned them the same way, is they've built in design tools specifically into their plugin. But now they're carrying around just a legacy choo-choo train full of templates and design stuff and so forth. Whereas with LaunchFlows, I said, I want this to be a tool because I saw in my mind, and I think this is happening now, the future of WordPress is modular. So we'll talk about it in detail. But the main thing is that all of these accomplish those same three goals, right? Changing product behavior, having automations, and then having the ability to do design capabilities. But I think there's a big difference between how they all do it, and they stand in two columns.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, I know zero about this topic. I've never thought about this topic at all for the last, three
years. If you did know much about it, I would have some concerns for yourself.
I'm very objective. I mean, I will say this. I'm biased. That's why we're talking about LaunchFlows first. I'm biased, of course. But keep in mind, the origin story of LaunchFlows was because I was asked as a professional to help CartFlows. And along the way, I become friends with the other authors of the other plugins. I want everybody to succeed with what they're offering. But there's still differences in the products that are consequential.
There's different... I don't see it as a black and white. There's just different shades of gray. And they
like
have,
every show, yeah.
And right. They have different ways of doing it. And I think it's also... Some of these products are aimed at slightly different audiences, subset of the WordPress is such a big, driving almost, getting close to almost half of all websites. It's such an enormous platform that there's going to be, in every category, major category, there are going to be subsets of users.
I want to add one thing to that, by the way, too, which I'll talk about when we talk about LaunchFlows, is that the plan this year for LaunchFlows is actually to go into that WAS area that we've discussed here and there and everywhere, because I see the benefits of WordPress and the WooCommerce stack as an engine for working with things outside of WordPress. And we'll talk about that more. Many of these other plugins are solving, as we talked about, I'm not a big fan of framework plugins, but they're like, everything in the plugin is all you need, which is true. And there's a subset of people that'll always want that. My view of the world is WordPress, with a few things already set up, is an engine to connect to anything else, including other WordPress sites. And that's a concept that to me is showing itself for a large category of professionals, both for their end use alone or for their clients or for their agencies.
Yeah, even the block editor, Matt, our great leader, he's talked about the transfer of Gutenberg to other platforms. So it's a concept that's been widely discussed, isn't it?
That open engine concept, that new plugin service that came out just the other day.
Yeah. So before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a couple messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out, and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back. I'd like to take the opportunity to point out that if you're looking to build a membership learning management system on WordPress or a community website like BuddyBoss, you need great hosting and you need great support and people that really have the knowledge to really help you build a membership website on WordPress in 2023. That's what WP Tonic can provide: great hosting, support, and a suite of plugins. We actually provide all the major plugins that are listed in this discussion as part of our hosting plans, and a lot more. We would love you to come on board and for us to help you build a successful membership community-based business in 2023. So go over to WP Tonic and see what we got to offer. So let's go straight into it, Spence. So let's talk about LaunchFlows, your own product. So what are its strengths and what are its weaknesses, Spence? Right.
Well, let me update everybody as to the status and the pricing and the model, because with a very short story, this was originally designed as a follow-up to what CartFlows was doing back in 2019 or shortly before, where I had a discussion with the founders there that I didn't think that a framework plugin was a great idea for all the reasons I just outlined. I saw in my mind from working with WP Fusion and the other plugins that I have a business relationship with that the future of WordPress was heading towards this things becoming features of a larger platform or framework rather than individuals competing with various plugins as it's been. So I was forced into a situation almost like on a bet to go and build the plugin. And when I did it, we explored the pricing and the models, everything from a single site to multi-site to unlimited to all the rest. And it's all worked well, and I've always protected the customers. This year going forward, the product itself as a traditional plugin is available for one price, $97 for unlimited users. Mm-hmm. It's old school, as it should be, open source. There's no gimmicks, no games. You get the plugin. You can use it anywhere, anytime without paying me another nickel. You're paying for automatic updates and support. But at that price, it's literally the utility I intended it to be. I mean, for what it does everything those other ones do and more. You just have to do it in a more clever, modular way sometimes, as we'll talk about. But it can't be beaten on price. As far as where the future goes, though, I have not made it official on the site yet, but I'm giving you a hint that my next move is LaunchFlows for this and LaunchFlows for that. We will have either direct partnerships strategically, it will be built in, or it will be part of just me showing somebody for free how you can have a hosted, ready-to-use version of LaunchFlows with a stack of other popular plugins that we know that are part of what we offer at our high-end consulting. So somebody can just have a like the factory and attach it to a sales page or a TikTok video or a YouTube or a Canva and send a product or a service or a subscription into something that's ready to use, already configured. And depending on what price, starting at $19 a month and going up, you can have do it yourself all the way up to whatever. And the reason for this is that literally tens of thousands of customers on my consulting and students stuff and hundreds of customers. We have, I think, just a little over 1,000 paid subscribers of LaunchFlows. It's not a big plugin. But of those, we found that 99.999% of people just want to sell one thing. They want to sell one course, one subscription, one membership. They want to make a direct to checkout. And it's like they overthink it. So by giving them something that just can connect for $19, have it done and connect it to even an existing WordPress site, I feel that that's actually solving a pain that are being demonstrated by other solutions like in the past, Gumroad and so forth, but without charging transaction fees, without hiding anything, and without making somebody locked in, because you can just go with it for a month or two or three and then take it to go. Now, the license on that will be different than the traditional plugin, which is to say, when you're in a relationship, you can use it on as many sites as you want to clone it to, but you'll still at least have to have just the one license to be in a relationship with us. And I think that represents the future of WordPress without breaking the pact or the trust that we've seen on other plugins where they act like a regular plugin, but then they phone home and, you know, they block you from using the thing unless you've done something you didn't expect. Yeah. In general, the last thing I'll say, obviously, because this one I have more to say about, the thing that it really does the best is it just modifies the behavior of regular products in WooCommerce so that you can send them directly to a checkout by themselves or with other products. That's the number one use. And I just did a video showing how that works with Cadence using their free theme and their tabbed block. Those two together, drag and drop in 3 minutes, you can make the most amazing product bundles with upsell, downsell, and have it look and feel any way you want in 30 seconds because you can copy and paste the pattern. And for me, that beats hands down all the complexities of setting up a framework and the automations and the steps and the flows and all the stuff that's required when you use one of the other plugins.
Yeah, I think my own perspective of the strengths of launch flows are free. The price is very fair. Two, your ability, if you're a power user or a developer or agency, you can literally build any design using any of the major page builders, Gutenberg, Elementor, Divi, with launch flows. Third, you have adopted, you know, it works really well with Fluent CRM, which I consider to be one of the top players when it comes to marketing automation, and Fluent, because they've got Fluent Forms and they've got a couple of other plugins and they're a very progressive. The founder, loved the guy. He's a very honest and he's got a great team and he's innovative and his team are building some great players. And because your launch flows works with Fluent CRM,
really it works just to add, so there's not confusion. It works with all CRMs when you're using WP Fusion or if you set it up. What it does is, like, in a weird way, it just allows you to easily manipulate the movement of people through a sales funnel type experience versus the traditional got to go to a shop page and then a single product page and then a cart page. And by doing these other things that would have required customizing or scripting or theme templating, by putting them into ready-to-use format with just simple short codes, it's universal. And it integrates, of course, with some of the functions of like WP Fusion and Fluent and so forth, but it's agnostic to what you're using. And that's a big difference as well, because one of the main things in the early days that I disagreed with, which is still the problem of things like cart flows, there are certain things about how you do their process that are not, even as we speak today, rectified because they deeply integrate with the checkout. I say hijack it. And if you wanted, for example, use PayPal Gateway for a certain type of subscription with an upsell, not possible to do it, even today, 4 years later, which to me was the whole reason that I had to go out and do this to begin with. I thought, that's odd. WooCommerce already can do this. Why can't you just make WooCommerce bend the way you want it to? And so, you know, being agnostic or universal is the key. Plus, it's at the level of the short code. And the short codes are still, hopefully they'll never take them away from WordPress, but they are still our gateway to the wonderful past and the amazing things you can do because they work inside of every page builder.
Thank you. Let's go on to Fluent CRM, actually, because I added it, because I want to clarify this. I did add it to the list. But it doesn't actually, it's an odd thing to add, but I think it was the right decision because it doesn't do sales funnels.
It's not a sales funnel. But it works, as you said, it works even at the free level. hand in hand with Launch Flows. And we have a light version of Launch Flows. It was called Launch Kit. I'm going to be renaming it maybe this year because I wanted to test out what I was just alluding to, the idea of a ready-to-use solution. And Fluent and Shahjahan Jewell and his team have provided something that really solves for almost all of the people starting out with the kind of stuff that we're fixing as a pain point. An amazing tool that doesn't cost more like a regular CRM as you go.
Yes, and it's... But to be fair, Kartflows, you need some, if you're going to utilize Kartflows, you're going to need something like Fluent as well to do marketing optimization and some of the sophisticated parts as well, where some of the other solutions, they're a combination of Fluent CRM and Launch Flows or Kartflows. So that's how
I see. Let me pause on that because I think you bring up a good point. So I was saying earlier, there's three key features, right? One of, you know, what a sales funnel tool does. But let's talk about automations. That's one of them. Everything you do in automations needs an automation engine. We traditionally would have called this a CRM, right? A customer relationship manager. But just an automations tool. None of these solutions have the tool actually built into the sales funnel part. It's an accessory tool. It's just in some of them, like WP Funnels, it's part of the package that you buy now. But in Kartflows, there's a tool that Adam and his team created called Sure Triggers Pro. Sure Triggers Pro is essentially something that you would either buy as part of the bundle and it significantly changes the price, or you could use Kartflows through another tool like WP Fusion or directly through Fluent. But either way, you'll still need a separate tool. And that's, again, the idea where with my particular way of thinking, I don't want my very lightweight plugin to carry the luggage of all these specific other things. Some of the authors here have decided to do that as a business model, and it's very attractive, much in the way, you remember we've talked about, poor Nathalie, because she does so well, but like we talk about Nathalie's solution, that was an early example of like, it's specifically connected to Infusionsoft, and then it's specifically connected to, you know, I believe ActiveCampaign. And that's a commitment that, you know, customers have to make. I didn't want them to have that. So yeah, your WP, Fluent CRM in the free version is somewhat limited. We have a solution for that that allows you to do some amazing stuff still, but everybody should just consider, you know, as a CRM, $129, that will bring a really powerful universal automation to your entire site, not just limited to the sales funnel part. And that's different than the other ones that are
included. Yeah, it just occurred to me that I just want to clarify that for the listeners and viewers, because I think we might not have caused some confusion, but we needed, when we did the initial opening of this show, that none of these systems will actually send out the email, folks. If you've got a shopping cart and you're customizing the experience, I might be wrong.
No. Let me clarify. Because this is important to clarify. And you're right. You're correct. You're on the thing. But I just, rather than waiting till you get to the end, let me just save us the trouble. There's transactional email. There's marketing email. WooCommerce is at the core of all these solutions anyway. WooCommerce has transactional email capability that can be triggered and even customized without spending more money. You might want to do it with a free plugin, but you can customize the transactional email and have that sent.
Yeah, I was actually talking about something even more basic than that. You actually need a service like SendGrid or something. If you're
depends
using
on your host.
Yeah, but I'm talking about managed, you know, because we're talking about membership sites. I'm looking right at the more higher level hosting providers, and most of them don't provide email functionality as part of it.
I love the fact that we've gone down this rabbit hole because you're absolutely right. But let me clarify, because this is another reason why I'm not going to say this host or that host, but certain hosts who are providing dynamic membership site capability. And I'll reference this. I know it's not one of your sponsors, but like I lean heavily on Cloudways just because they offer Vulture, DigitalOcean, Linode, Amazon, Google. in the digital ocean or the vulture, you can turn on for literally fractions of a penny per email. You could turn on Elastic Email. And so for the clients that were doing this solution or that solution, many times we'll just include the email in there, because then when you look at the value proposition, there's no extra charge. It's set up and they have a very low volume automation set up. But as you correctly pointed out, most people should have a validated white label SMTP service. And for that, for example, SendGrid, it's about $15 a month.
We provide that as part of our hosting.
Yeah. And see, the thing that's neat about this is the cost is not really the factor. It's just understanding and knowing to connect all the bits and the bobs, right? And so that's why I'm going back to my beginning statement about how I've seen the products and the customer needs evolve. You know what people want? They want the same thing that SaaS products deliver, but they want to own it and control it. So when you go to a SaaS product, you don't have to set up email services and you turn it on, you use it. We can deliver that today in WordPress, but the problem is there's 57 different chefs with 180,000 recipes. People are exasperated.
So I just want to clarify. So I don't, almost all the services that we're discussing here, folks, they won't send out the email if you're on WordPress. You're gonna need most of the time to set up an email sending service that will work. And then you're going to need another plugin. But I'm just pointing that out so you don't buy one of these and wonder why you can't send out the automation. But let's move on to cart flows. And this is my bin. I think for a certain type of, this is my perspective on it, Spencer. I think cart flows is from a great team. They really know what they're doing. I think the Astra team is a superb team. I think Adam really knows what he's doing. And I think it's a mature product. It's grown. I see it aimed at a slightly different set of users to some extent than your own product. I also think, I don't know this, nothing's been said to me, but I also think that they're going to integrate it more and more with Sure Members and Sure Cart as a direct competitor to or alternative to WooCommerce. I think that's pretty clear because Sure Cart and Sure Members is part of the family to some extent that they provide. So that's my insight, if you want to classify it like that. So what do you feel about cart flows?
Well, first of all, Adam is one of the most outstanding entrepreneurs in the WordPress space, and Sujay and his team as well. I mean, they are the goats when it comes to, you know, creating business models, Adam in particular.
And What am I, the donkey?
We'll get to you later. But the point is, there's no denying, as a marketer, as a business person, as somebody who's put together products, Adam is the original OG, and I give him full credit because, as I said, even though I've been in the WordPress space longer, it was cart flows that paved the way to show that there was a need for sales funnel capability with WooCommerce because, of course, Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels and Andy Jenkins with Kajabi down the line. Now, when the product originally came out, certain decisions were made, and that was where the friction that I described earlier came in because, you know, I'm older and I'm more stubborn than even both of those two guys. And by the way, Sujay is not stubborn. He's just a wonderful, amazing, low-key guy. Adam is much, I think, like myself. He knows what he wants to do and he does it. But the bottom line is I give them 100% credit for an incredible product, great service. It's excelled beyond anybody's belief that something could blow up like this. And now he's got these other product lines, right? So Sure Triggers, and he's got, as you mentioned, with, and this was interesting, a different type of checkout product that competes instead of using WooCommerce, you know, SureCart. That by itself causes me in my head a little reconciliation issue, but he seems to have balanced it nicely by saying, well, sure, everything about cart flows is still good, but by the way, you might want to come over here. That caused me a little consternation. But let me just sum it up by saying, The one thing I'll give them both credit for, compared to, again, I'm like the demon of demonizing Awesomotive, but compared to what Awesomotive does, is he's maintained consistency and customer first always. In other words, no matter what new things they've created or what he said, and even though on his YouTube channel, sometimes one day he's saying use this and use that, there has been a thread of consistency. He stayed on point. He's got his brand. You see his face. You can trust him with what he says. And he may be stubborn and he may be a lot of things that are just human like myself, but I believe that that makes him somebody I would buy his products from. Having said that, there is a difference between what the products do. And I think on the face of the products, somebody just have to look at the soda pop in the coffee aisle and decide which one matches. But I would 100% recommend Cartflows and Astra products and everything else and down the line. He also has that Presto player, which for many people solves a huge pain point of they just can't be bothered with managing their videos. So yeah, I give him 100% high five in anything that he's doing. And I think that's what people should look to as one of the factors when we're discussing stuff on the show.
Yeah, I think that was a very balanced outlook. We utilize a lot of Adam's products and we offer them as part of our hosting bundle and got no problem and always got great support from Astra and from Adam's team. So we've got no problem. Well, we offer them as part of our hosting if we want to use them. On to the next one. Funnel kit. I'm going to just throw it. What's your views of funnel kit?
Okay, so funnel kit is one of, I think there might be more, five products that came in after Cartflows, after Launchflows. And when it was originally created, what I loved about it, and I may be wrong, maybe it came in between Launchflows and Cartflows, but it was around the same time. I believe the husband and wife team, incredible. Like never seen the what a great team. Awesome, awesome thing. And this is where the differences come up. These are not criticisms, but these are differences. Yeah. Very early, their interface is like if you were from America and you went to Britain to drive a car on the other side of the road. It's the same car, but the wheels on the other side, and now the stick shifts on the the left.
I can do both.
Okay, so the interface and the choices they made are very distinctive to their product. They really sold heavy in the early days on the design capabilities. Like, look, there's a template. Look at all, which, by the way, was really useful and something that we did very lightly in Launchflows. But it's also something that was like one of the promises of early days of Cartflows that didn't really pan out as much because I think even Cartflows, as you can see, and by the way, that's gratifying to me. 3 years in, Cartflows backpedaled on their template situation because they're like, yeah, you know what? Like all the page builders are all available. We don't need to be doing that kind of stuff. So now it's more like use your favorite page builder. And then finally, they got deep into this Autonomy, which is their own engine, as well as some of the drag and drop building stuff. Flash forward, they had a lot of success because they had a free plugin. They had a paid version, really amazing videos. They were a little hard to follow, but amazing content coming from the wife, who was an amazing marketer in her own right. And together with the development in that, they ultimately did deal with Awesomotive and they become purchased by it. And now it became Funnel Kit. So now when you look at the product, it has an incredible number of people using it and a following. But it reminds me again, kind of like those framework things. I'm not going to name her name again, but like when you do this, you kind of got to get married to this thing together, right? You got to get married to Autonomy with the funnel builder. Otherwise, a lot of the stuff has gaping holes in it. It's not just a utility to use with something else. And that's a significant difference because it's easy to use, but it's also like very specific in the style and the layouts, and you have to get your head wrapped around it, at least initially. Pricing wise, it's okay. But if we look at the bundle, same idea. It's $99 for one site, not unlimited. $179 for two sites.
Oh, I've got one site for $120. I'm just taking their normal standard price because.
Oh well, so their normal is $129, $299, and then that's without the automation. If you add the automation, which you really kind of need, now you're up to $399 a year.
Yeah, that's so confusing, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it isn't, because the problem is that, you know, somebody has to like start driving the car. Oh, and I take it back. Sorry. Elite to use on 30 sites is $5.99 a year. Now, let me pause for a second. I'm going to do an actual dollar for dollar relative comparison, forgetting if the features and the style and whatever. But let's assume you can do A, B, C, D, and E that you need to do. My view on how to do it is with launch flows, you could pay for the plugin, that's $97, and get Fluent CRM for free, or even the paid version, $129. Okay, you're at $229 for unlimited sites. Now, you could also do something like a hosted thing starting at $20 a month and clone it off and do whatever you want. When you commit to $600 a year for a specific system, that means you're using it as an agency. That means you're really committing to it. But on the bottom end, just for the single site, or call it two sites, you're committing to $400 a year. And that by itself, without any of the other things that you could do with a regular CRM, that's a significant difference. I mean, relative to things that we see for sale in the WordPress ecosystem, you know, most plugins are not on their own that expensive, because people have to spend, when you add them up, I've said this many times, $600 to $1,200 a year is a typical plugin stack. If you're spending $600 of that alone, or $400 of that alone, on these two things together, that's at least something to consider when you have to, you know, price it up.
I agree with what you said there. So we're going to go for our middle break. Got a couple other messages from some of our sponsors of the show. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. I've just been quite good, actually. I'm upset, Spence.
I'm not upset at all. Like, I'm. Let me be clear here, too, because I've been on record since day one. I never had any problems, any X to grind about any of the people making stuff. I love this, that there's so many people doing it. It validates the need. The things that I had issues with back in 2019 are what led me as an entrepreneur to be driven to make a competing product. And sure, I would be featuring the things I was doing in a way that I think is better. I still reference them. But what's really neat is that as we sit here today, the choices available to customers are incredible. And it's just like everything else, you know. I was listening yesterday to the founders of a cereal product that doesn't have cereal in it, called Magic Spoon. It's made from protein powder, and it's the number one selling cereal on shelves and on Amazon, even beating out General Mills. Now, that's incredible, and it has no cereal in it. It's protein powder. But the point was, they made it look and act and feel and taste like all the favorite cereals of people when they were a kid, and they knew how to market it. And so my point is, at $10 a box, you think, like, I'm going to pay $10 a box for cereal? Because the thing that they're doing is solving the actual pain, which is athletic adults wanting to have something in the morning that's good for them, but it feels like they're eating, you know, cereal as a kid. Similarly here, people need to just sell their course, sell their product, sell their service. They could care less what tool they're using. And that's my point. Somebody can put together A, B, C, D, and E and give a better pain solution without worrying about all the other things everyone else is doing.
Well, yeah.
And I think that's technical.
Before we go on to the other plugins, I just want to point out the WP Tonic. We've got, if you're looking for some great special deals from the sponsors, and also a curated list of all the best plugins in the WordPress community that we've created for you, that with specific emphasis around membership. You can get all these goodies by going over to WPTonic/deals. I repeat that, WPTonic/deals. And you can also sign up for the WP Tonic weekly newsletter, where we give you some insight about all about WordPress membership and tech in general. So on to the next one. One that I really like, Funnel Kit.
Funnel Kit.
Oh, sorry, no. Sorry, I get confused with all these funnels. WP Funnels. I really like that one. This one. WP Funnels. What do you think of this one?
Really like it. Young entrepreneur. Actually, I should say it's a team. And what I like about this one is it, you know, it solves most of the problems that we've talked about, right? The three categories, right? So product behavior. It solves like the WYSIWYG interface. It doesn't have the automations in there, but it does have, for example, analytics. The sexy feature of this, to be honest, the thing that was like the game changer was the drag and drop funnel mapping canvas. So for people who are listening, not watching my hands move around the screen like a restaurant owner. The thing that's interesting for many people is if you go to the CRMs and you want to build an automation, you have typically, and even in Fluent CRM, you have a visual builder that says, here's a trigger. Somebody gets added to your list, gets a tag, buys something. And then you can drag and connect other things in a conditional fashion. Many people feel intuitively like somehow that magic will make them more successful. It doesn't. It's the same thing you could do for free, like I've shown at a site like whimsical.com, right? You could just use a visual tool to map it out, and then you just paste in the URLs of the actual pages. But because they put it in there, for many people, they felt like, whoa, it's amazing. Other than that, it's a solid product. But like, if I was to say soda pop comparing the coffee, go try it, play with it, see what you like. It's got the same things we talked about. It doesn't have the flexibility to act outside of its own flows and steps. That's a big difference. Launch flows can work anywhere, any page post type. This and cart flows and WP funnels, funnel kits, sorry, now, have to work inside of their own particular custom post type and framework. And that's a trade-off for many people. But otherwise, it's aesthetically beautiful and the team is, you know, complimentary to the fact that it needs their attention. Price-wise, if you go with the annual plan, one site, $97. Again, not unlimited sites. You could get unlimited sites for $237, or you could get five sites for $147. So, you know, pricing is fair. It's in the same range as everything else. And, you know, they've got a lot of add-ons. So, for example, integrations directly to Lifter LMS or something like that. You know?
Yeah, I think you're spot on with your analysis. It's the interface, and it's got the best interface of almost all these products. But we offer it as part of our hosting package if you want to utilize it. I think everything you said here is spot on. Thrive Suite. Basically, it's a framework. It's a framework, isn't it?
You know, we keep coming back to these guys now.
Well, they're all in the list. I do the research. I do spend about 4 or 5 hours on research.
No, I mean, they keep showing up in all of our categories because they've got. Thrive Leads and so forth. So
now part of the evil empire, Automotive. I'm waiting for them to buy WP Funnels as well. And probably suck that one up as well.
Very good. The thing that's interesting here is that I'm looking at their pricing. I want to say something else. I find that this will be interesting. So now that Awesome Motive has this and it has Funnel Kit, I wonder what they're going to do. Like, this is a comparable question to, I'm not saying he did it wrong, but I'm saying like Adam was faced with a problem because he wanted a better product than what Kartflows is capable of doing. So you get SureKart, and then you got the other things that go with it, but then you've still got Kartflows, and you have to prevent people from feeling like you led them down a path into the woods and abandoned them, or worse, you know, did Bambi's mother on them. So I wonder how Austimotive is going to handle it. I'm fairly sure without remorse, but let's go back to the conversation we had before. We talked this. I think they announced this buyout recently, right? This was within a week or so.
It goes so quick, doesn't it? One or two. But I really like the CEO of Fryfus. You know, I'm sure she's still in her position and the team there. But you know, I always liked them. There were some problems, but it was around building a front. What I call a walled garden. They were trying to build a SaaS. But you still had all the technical overhang of WordPress. But with that normal technical, you got freedom, ownership. But they, by trying to build a walled garden, you were diminishing the strengths of the basic reasons to utilize WordPress, if that's making any sense.
We talked several shows ago, and I specifically remember this part of it, of saying... Two developers, the primary developers, and then the CEO, who's very well spoken, a wonderful person. She, and in my conversations with her, recognized the problem that they had. And they were wondering how they were going to get out of it. And they also have all these...
Well, they have. They've sold to the evil empire.
They had all these irons in the fire. Like, let's try to build an LMS.
I don't have to be nice to him. He's never... You know, I noticed he went to Matt Mayer's and had a nice interview there. He won't even talk to me now, but I don't blame him. But
I didn't hear who won't talk to you now. That's a long
sorry, he won't even talk to
okay,
me.
Okay, but the bottom line for me, and this is objective. It makes sense that they took a deal to buy it out because, as we discussed in that other show, the only logical thing for them to do, and I said it in these words, was to just accept their fate. That they have an existing legacy audience that will continue to love and use their products as a framework, just like the Access Ally folks love Nathalie and her husband and will continue to use her products forever. It's only when you look outside the walled garden and you see what all the other kids are doing in a world where it's turning into features and accessibility and modularity that you start to go, huh. But what Austimotive is able to do apparently is to let them sell the whole suite, get everything we got. For $299 a year. And that works out well for everybody, to be fair about it. There's nothing wrong with that. But it'll be interesting in business to
It is when you want to use it with anything else.
Well, I'm just saying, like, go back to my original point of this conversation where I said, I see the future of users not caring about buying all the bits and the bobs and the pieces. They just want to drive the car off and be done with it. And so if Syed and his team are marketing because they can do the back end stuff and catch all the keywords that bring the people in, they'll put them down a funnel that will let them choose this or that and not maybe give them both.
I'm sure the five users are drooling with anticipation with all the banners that are going to be thrown at them.
I honestly feel like all of this is coming to a head either way, because in my conversations with many of the hosting company founders and so forth, I don't think there's anybody that really believes the future of WordPress is going to carry on as it has been with an ecosystem of competing plugin authors. That's just not realistic. It's going to be vertical integration with a hosting component or a membership subscription built into the whole thing, and you'll get all you can eat or all you can... That's just the natural progression. And even when we had Jason Cohen on the show, he doesn't seem to deny the likelihood of that because it's just the logical outcome. WordPress itself is not a tinkerer's community.
I think these are big subjects and there's a balanced way, but we will see. On to the next one.
Yeah.
Optimized Press. One of the early providers in this area, wasn't it? You know, some people just love it, don't they? I've never really had a client or never been exposed to having... What's your views of Optimized Press, Uncle Spence?
Yeah. So Optimized Press is another one of those. It's a platform, right? And in the sense of where you want to go with this, I don't feel... Let me look at their pricing because I want to see what they're at. By the way, your hard drive is rattling on the desk again.
Oh, yeah, I'm ratting away. It's $129 again. They all seem to be about $129.
Because when you're, as a maker of these plugins, you can see how it works. It's like everybody looks at what everybody else did and then tries to see if they can squeeze into that.
That's the tip, folks. If you've got a product, you just normally just copy your competition's prices. Yeah.
The thing I would say about this is in this, I don't want to put it as far over as being in the same category of Thrive, but I definitely feel like with Optimized Press, you're committing to a system and a suite of stuff with the design, and it's not the modularity that you're getting. I want to refer people, just so put my own comments into context again, because this is one show where I have a horse in the race and I have to be just sharing my inner thoughts.
I do really this. I think you've been quite fair, actually.
Well, thank you. But I mean, for example, the other day in a Facebook group, there was a discussion from somebody who had a clever plugin that modifies the layout of products and some of the checkout pieces using Elementor. In the old days, I might have been annoyed. They just even put it onto something that I posted, the piggyback thing. But because I am agnostic to other people's competition in this regard, I welcomed it because it's an example of how you can look at WooCommerce. WooCommerce should be in every single WordPress installation, whether you sell things or not. Why? Because if you have anybody ever needing to register and log in, WooCommerce provides an incredible suite of capabilities for a free plugin that is managed and maintained like no other plugin besides WordPress itself. So from that standpoint, there could be maybe 1,200 add-ons for WooCommerce. My main point, takeaway is, if you build a plugin that's a WooCommerce add-on, don't build something that breaks other plugins or stops them from working. That was the fundamental, Arthur C. Clarke or whoever it was that created the law of robots, right? Rule number one, don't kill the human that made you. Well, if you're going to make a plugin for WooCommerce, don't break and interfere with other WooCommerce plugins. And if you find that there's a conflict, fix it. That's the thing that doesn't happen with a lot of these other systems. They essentially hijack it and say, we're in a relationship, you're not dating anybody, and you're not seeing your friends anymore. And that's a shame because there's so many cool things you could do otherwise.
Yeah, the thing is, it provides a page builder. It does this, it does that. But it's page, it's a bit like Thrive Suite, with their architect page builder. I'm sorry, things, this is the whole problem of a Swiss Army knife framework. And it applies to SaaS, just unless they're Spanish and they've got $150 million of investment.
187.
$187. They could build 1,000 page builders, couldn't they? They must be celebrating in Barcelona every day. What a city. I love Barcelona. Back to subject, Jonathan. The problem with Swiss Army knife, unless it's got 187 million, is it throws the kitchen sink in, but it doesn't actually do anything specifically that great. So you end up with a rather, it does the job and you can integrate everything, but that's my feelings about Optimized Press.
I want to check something because this is what I wanted to check. So, all the other things we've talked about work with WooCommerce. At the beginning days of, I'm checking myself because I don't want to be wrong here, but like in the beginning days of Optimized Press, it very specifically did not work with WooCommerce. And now I see that it says there's a question. Why wouldn't I just use WooCommerce or free checkout? WooCommerce is a great solution. Blah, 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 blah. Optimized checkouts is designed specifically for this purpose. So I don't... Oh, here. Do we integrate? We do not integrate with WooCommerce. So it's still true. So let's just call this one out. You might as well just go to Kajabi or ClickFunnels or something because this isn't working with WooCommerce. And as I just said, WooCommerce should probably be part of the core of WordPress because it's so fundamental in what it does. So you're comparing these are all like soft drinks, and you're
like Lifter. Lifter has an inbuilt engine, but you can, it offers an easy path to integrate with WooCommerce. These don't, you know, it's a walled garden. End of, you know, even
well, I'm more. Saying it's a difference of importance, because when I talk to people consultatively, you and I have talked about this. And by the way, I heard you mentioning, by the way, in the show that yesterday, which I appreciated because I hope that lingo catches, that, you know, WordPress is flea market, right? So you were mentioning all the plugins, and when you and Rob Walling were discussing some point, WooCommerce is a flea market in the flea market, because there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plugins and accessories and ready-to-go stuff that works with WooCommerce. Why would anybody logically, you know, do see no evil, hear no evil, and ignore that and build something that only works with their own particular checkout? Why would you do that? Like, WooCommerce is the GOAT, the OG of every plugin in WordPress, and it makes everything.
You still won't give us an answer, folks, that if I'm the donkey of WordPress, but there we go.
Donkey. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're talking about opportunities, why would anybody, why would you? Like, there's one fella who I met at WordCamp, and I don't want to say his product, but there's one product besides Shurcart that's trying to go outside. Adam's one of them, but like the other one, it's Kelly. Okay, so the point is, he's building a product that's not WooCommerce. High fives and kudos. But when we were talking and meeting, even with this enthusiasm, I'm like, do you realize, like, you're trying to like chip away at Mount Everest with a spoon here? You know what I mean? Like, WooCommerce is not, you can't get any progress on that when everybody can latch onto that and build some really clever thing in seconds. And
I'll tell you honestly why they all look.
It's North Commerce, I believe, right?
Yeah, what they're looking at. They say it's not the code. It's not WooCommerce. It's the way that WooCommerce has been run but that's a whole other subject.
It's a free plugin, you know what I'm saying? Like, WooCommerce by itself as a platform is one thing, but as a plugin, and the thing is, they will not be able to put that genie back in the bottle entirely. I mean, they can't just suddenly say, oh, no more free WooCommerce for anybody. That's ridiculous. And so from that standpoint, I love the enthusiasm. I love the energy. And we had some SaaS companies that were trying to do some things that retained our services. And I said to them the same thing. I'm like, look, you know, Google may be suffering a little because Microsoft has just bought OpenAI and ChatGPT, but Google is not going anywhere, right? Like, they had $72 billion gross revenue last quarter.
Oh, they're suffering so badly. They're worse than these Spanish phone builders that are celebrating every evening in Barcelona.
So you can create a SaaS product. You could create a plugin that doesn't work with WooCommerce. Awesome. But it's just a whole different conversation, right?
Tempted,
it's a different
market. Are you tempted to get a job with those Spanish phone builders? Because they must just party every day in Barcelona.
No, I Barcelona I've been to many times, three times, and I've stayed extensively. And the one thing that was really odd, even when I was younger, was, you know, the culture and the nightlife. I love the siesta part. I love the eating in, you know, like light meals late in the day. But when it comes to the evening, the dinner doesn't happen till well after 10 o'clock,
and then you're off to the
and you're finishing dessert at midnight, and 11, you know, 1 o'clock, you're up till 2-3 in the morning. And
these Americans just could cope with that.
I needed to go and take another nap.
Yeah, but you need to have a vacation after the vacation.
Listen, it's the takeaway from all of these, because I think we have let me just wrap it up. Is that Know the distinction between a WooCommerce amplification and not, because that's significant.
Yeah, on to the next one. Studio Cart. I know nothing about Studio Cart. But it came on my right. I looked at it. It looked quite nice. But do you know anything about them?
I was, in preparation for the show, I was looking at how many WooCommerce amplification plugins there are, and I'm not 100% sure if this one, I'm going to double check if this actually goes with WooCommerce, because there are so many that use similar, you know, it uses cart this or whatever.
I think it's similar to Optimize Press, but I might be wrong.
I think it uses its own, I'm going to look for it. I think it uses its own checkout. Hold on, I'm going to look up WooCommerce here. No, it uses WooCommerce. So that's fine. As far as what it does, I have not used it, which is ironic, but I think it is specifically like an add-on.
It gives the vibe. It seems to be a plugin, but it's giving them a very much a SaaS vibe, isn't it?
Well, what you've got here is the same thing. When you look at what they're amplifying or what they're talking about, it's got a very heavy leaning on a couple different page builders like Elementor, Divi, Gutenberg, Oxygen, and so forth. And it's heavily on the layouts, on the design stuff, which, by the way, is one of the big three things that people need. But from that standpoint, I don't believe it. Well, actually, I take it back. I don't believe it's incapable of doing the product settings, but it does it in a very specific way. I'm going to wave on this one because otherwise I feel like I'm giving it an unfair comment, because even on their homepage, which is one of the things we always talk about to look at, they do show an example of where you're setting up a product. And this is important. They're showing you're setting up a product in StudioCart, in their own thing. Now, that may be underneath at a WooCommerce product, because I've seen that happen. For example, you do that with cart flows. You do that with the WP funnels. But I don't know for sure, and that would be important for me to check out before I said otherwise, because that's the idea I was talking about where you're hijacking the WooCommerce behavior. Launch flows, you just go into the WooCommerce product and you set up what you need to do, or you go to a page. With these other ones, the product exists somewhere else and then you have to connect to it. And in doing so, to my mind's eye, it often becomes more complicated because now it's like, where's Waldo? So I don't want to give anything bad if I'm incorrect on this. Let's just look at the objective pricing.
Yeah,
now.
I'm just amazed. I did a bit of study last night of this, but I never even heard.
The pricing is not inexpensive, too. I mean, it's $199, $299, $399. So, yeah,
just show
but, it does, good yeah, news, but it does have the other stuff.
Good news for you in launch flows. There we go.
You know, again, I want to just say what's interesting. Let's say we add this to be number six. There was five previous frameworks. Now let's call this the sixth one.
Mm.
God bless all of them, including all the Elementor and Divi.
Product layouts
like Poodle Press. Jamie Marsland makes an amazing product, but it's not a checkout product, but it does allow you to customize the layout of products. So does Elementor natively. Like there's 100 different design products. They all have an audience. They all have a purpose. They all have their own. I am not competing against them because what LaunchFlows does is different. LaunchFlows is like...
So to wrap up, I see like StudioCart, OptimizePress, Fivesuite, they're all kind of frameworks to some level. LoveWP Funnels, I'm just waiting for Automotive to buy them up and join the evil empire. Funnel Kit, well...
I think you mean Awesome Motive, but...
I just call it the evil empire.
By the way, StudioCart does the things, I don't want to miss this. In every show we talk about like what to do right. Nicole Evans is the founder of StudioCart and she gives her about story. Uh-huh. And she essentially says that, somewhere around 2020, she probably saw all the other action in this space and decided to make this, which, you know, That validates the point. You know who it is. You know what it does. You can try it out. They have a money back guarantee. So why not?
Yeah. So what do you reckon? I think we've done our best, but I've got this horrible feeling that somebody that's trying to build a memory. Hopefully, we haven't totally confused them.
No, I can sum this up really well. Okay. So there's two types. Well, first of all, let's talk about transactional engine. We've talked about things that work with WooCommerce or don't. I unequivocally recommend anybody who has a WordPress site to just use stuff that works with WooCommerce. It is like a guarantee of satisfaction for so many things you can do out of the box, including services like Metoric. You can get deep dive reporting for your customers and their sales from Metoric just because you're using WooCommerce. Number two, Are you looking for something that provides a lightweight, direct solution, regardless of where you're selling and regardless of your page builders? Those are the two differentiators that LaunchFlows is built on. I don't care if you make, as I can show you, I don't care if you make a sales page in Canva that's gorgeous and your client can edit. You just have a button, get the product link, put it on there, boom, direct to a custom checkout with upsell, downsell, whatever. And you set up that product in WooCommerce. Easy, simple, light, $97 for unlimited stuff. You can't go wrong. Plus, it connects to all the key feature plugins that do the marketing automation, right? Whether it's your favorite CRM through WP Fusion, whether it's Fluent CRM, all the other things that go along with it, upsells, downsells, affiliate. Now, is it important to you that you want, number three, an all-in-one package? Do you want something that lets you set up everything with the sales funnels and a visual builder? Because if that's true, then you want to look at WP Funnels and or Funnel Kit, because those both have that like drag the thing in place and it looks like it's cool. And at least with Funnel Kit, it has Autonomy, which you're sort of mandated to use. WP Funnels and CartFlows, CartFlows never got the visual builder, by the way, but they can connect through direct or other means to a CRM, which again makes me pause, because it's like, at least with the Funnel Kit, you're buying Autonomy, but with the other ones, you're paying a premium a little bit and you're still needing to connect to another CRM anyway. Which is maybe why, I don't want to speak for Adam, maybe why Shurcart and everything else and the you know, Press Pro came along, because he knows that you got to do automation. And then finally, is the capability to design with specific page builders a benefit or a hindrance? So like with StudioCart, it's super clean, but it's very clearly, like with Funnel Kit and even with the original, I think still CartFlows, it was committed to the page builder templates like Elementor, Divi, Gutenberg, and so forth. Now, Gutenberg's universal, but just the idea that you have to use the templates that they make, that's different. LaunchKit is just a short code, works with anything. So the idea is those four columns are decision trees. However, everybody in the space, thankfully, is 30-day money-back guarantee. Everybody is in the same general price range other than LaunchFlows. They're all like, you know, basically, I go 129 up to 300 for a single site, and from 300 up to 600 for multi-site. LaunchFlows is just 97 for everything, and it will also be available as an engine soon for as little as $19 a month that you can connect to anything, even another WordPress site. And I like to think that there's room for everybody, because quite frankly, with WordPress growing, I think you're going to see more solutions that are very specific to a little. But still,
it is exciting, because, like I say, I think, and thanks for that, Spence. So, if you want to, if you need to chat with Spence, you can all go over to spencerforum.com and book a consultation. If you want to chat with WP Tonic about all this, you can go to the WP Tonic site and book a consultation with me and my team. Hopefully, we have not confused everybody. I think Spence done a great job at the end of this podcast. So, Spencer, how can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, for today, obviously go to launchflows.com, but my hub is at spencerforman.com, F-O-R-M-A-N, no E in Foreman. The other products and services that I have, including WP Launchify and WP Launch Club, are there. But that's really the, I like to call it the holy trinity of my business. Consulting at Launchify, the software at LaunchFlows, and the free and paid training and other things over at Launch Club. And that's been true for the last 17 years, including the shows and things that we do together. So hopefully folks will visit. I have a free call available for anyone. And pricing on the solutions start as little as $19 up to, typically people pay me about $300 a month, including a package of stuff. But that gives you the expertise on demand to highlight or amplify the things like Jonathan's company does, right? So even though we do offer specialty services, we often do it in conjunction with another company like Jonathan's. And that's why you and I have been able to work together for so long.
Yeah. We love you too, and also consider joining us on the show live at around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time every Friday. If you've got any questions about your membership website, you can put them to us live during the show. And after the podcast part of the show, we'll be more than happy to give you any advice. We also, why don't you join the WP Tonic, the Membership Machine Facebook group, where me and Spencer are admins. And if you've got any questions, you can put them there. And also we've got a great community of WordPress developers. So if you're looking for a developer or somebody to help you with your membership site, it's a good place there. So there's loads of ways of getting advice if you're looking, or you think you need some advice, which I think you do, about the right solutions. We will be back next week with another great show. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.